This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to build synergy in multidisciplinary teams. A practical process for turning professional diversity into collective strength. In short, multidisciplinary team synergy does not happen because talented people are placed in a room together. It is built deliberately, through shared purpose, honest communication, and the courage to surface friction before it becomes a fracture. Shared purpose must be specific enough to change how people make daily decisions. Communication norms need to be named, not assumed, especially across disciplines. Synergy compounds when you invest in it early. It collapses when you ignore friction. Definition: multidisciplinary team synergy is the condition in which professionals from different disciplines combine their knowledge, skills, and perspectives to produce outcomes that no single discipline could generate alone. It depends on clear communication, mutual respect, and a shared framework for making decisions together. When multidisciplinary teams fall apart. I watched a product launch unravel over 18 months because no one on the team had ever agreed on what success actually meant. There was a designer, two engineers, a regulatory specialist, and a commercial lead. Every one of them was excellent at their work. Together, they were a slow-motion collision. The problem was not talent. It was that each person arrived with a discipline-shaped view of the world, and no one had ever asked them to put those views on the table and compare them. The engineers measured progress in features shipped. The regulatory specialist measured it in approval secured. The commercial lead measured it in revenue potential. The designer measured it in user experience. They were all right, and they were pulling in four different directions. Building synergy in multidisciplinary teams is genuinely difficult, and the difficulty is structural, not personal. You are not managing personality clashes. You are managing invisible assumptions about how work should flow, what counts as a good decision, and who should have the final word. If you skip that understanding, even the most capable team will fragment. This much I know for certain: the teams that develop real collective strength are not the ones with the most talent. They are the ones with the clearest shared understanding. What has to be true before you begin? Before any process works, two things must already be in place. Without them, the steps below will produce surface cooperation, not genuine synergy. The first is that someone must hold the process. Not because they are the most senior person, but because multidisciplinary teams need a consistent voice that keeps the shared work visible. This does not have to be a formal leader. It can be a rotating responsibility. But there must be someone whose job is to notice when a team is drifting back into disciplinary silos and name it clearly. The second is that each person must believe their discipline is valued, not just tolerated. When a regulatory specialist feels like an obstacle rather than a contributor, they go quiet, and the team loses one of its most important perspectives. Psychological safety is not a nice to have in multidisciplinary settings. It is the ground the whole thing grows from. Spend time early making it real. 6 steps to build multidisciplinary team synergy. Step 1. Build a purpose statement that changes decisions. Start here, and take longer than you think you need. A vague mission statement does not produce synergy. You need a purpose specific enough that people can use it to resolve a real disagreement. Bring the team together and ask one question. What are we trying to make possible for the people who rely on our work? Not what you are building, or what your KPIs are, but what possibility you are creating. Write the best answers on a wall, then push harder. If we had to choose between two good options next Tuesday, which one does this statement help us decide? A working purpose statement for a multidisciplinary team sounds something like this. We exist to get this treatment to patients 3 months faster than any previous product cycle, without compromising regulatory integrity or user safety. That sentence tells the engineer, the designer, the regulatory lead, and the commercial manager exactly how to weigh a trade-off. A statement like "we deliver excellent product" tells them nothing. Step 2. Map the room's expertise honestly. Most teams assume everyone understands what their colleagues know. They do not. People are often genuinely unaware of the depth of knowledge sitting across the table from them, and that ignorance leads to duplication, disrespect, and missed opportunities. Run a short exercise, no more than 30 minutes. Ask each person to answer 3 questions in writing before they speak. What do I know that this team needs? What decisions should come to me before they are finalized? Where am I genuinely dependent on someone else's expertise? Then read the answers aloud, in turn. The effect of this is not just informational. It builds respect quickly. When the engineer hears the regulatory specialist describe the specific weight of a compliance failure, she starts asking different questions. That shift is the beginning of real collaboration. Step 3. Name your communication norms explicitly. This is the step most teams skip, and it is where the damage begins. Different disciplines carry different norms around directness, formality, decision-making speed, and what counts as evidence. If you do not name these, they will clash invisibly, and people will blame each other's personalities for what is really a structural mismatch. Set aside an hour in the first 2 weeks. Ask the team to agree on 5 working norms. Keep them concrete. Not we will communicate openly, but when someone disagrees with a decision, they say so in the room, not in the corridor afterward. Not we will respect each other's expertise, but before overruling a specialist's recommendation. We ask 2 clarifying questions first. Write the norms down. Post them somewhere visible. Refer back to them when friction appears, because friction will appear. Step 4. Create a weekly knowledge exchange. Synergy compounds when disciplines genuinely learn from each other, not just coordinate with each other. Build a lightweight structure that makes this happen, rather than hoping it emerges on its own. Once a week, for 15 minutes, one person from any discipline shares something their colleagues would benefit from knowing. Not a progress update. A piece of knowledge, a method, a perspective. The designer explains what cognitive load means and why it matters to the engineer. The regulatory specialist walks the commercial lead through the 2 most common failure points in a submission. The engineer shows the designer what technical debt actually feels like in practice. This is not training. It is not formal knowledge transfer. It is one professional saying to another, here is something true about my world that will help you understand mine. Over time, it builds the common language that is the signature of real collective strength. Step 5. Surface friction before it becomes a fracture. Multidisciplinary teams accumulate friction in specific patterns. The designer thinks the engineers are ignoring user needs. The commercial lead thinks the regulatory specialist is blocking progress. The engineers think no one understands the technical constraints. None of these perceptions is entirely wrong, and none is the whole picture. The mistake most teams make is waiting until the friction is visible and sharp before addressing it. By then, positions have hardened. The conversation that would have taken 20 minutes in week 2 takes 4 hours, and a mediator in month 4. Build a short monthly check-in into your process. Ask 2 questions. Where are we pulling in different directions? And what are we not saying that needs to be said? If you want more structure for these conversations, starting a difficult conversation well is a skill you can prepare for, not something you have to improvise. If you sense tension building between 2 team members, address it in a direct, private conversation before the next team meeting. A simple script. I have noticed there seems to be some friction between your view and Alex's on this point. I want to understand your perspective before we discuss it as a group. Can you walk me through it? Step 6. Review the collective output, not just individual contributions. Most performance reviews in multidisciplinary teams assess what each person contributed from within their discipline. That is reasonable for individual development, but it misses the whole point of synergy. The question that matters is, did we produce something together that none of us could have produced alone? Schedule a quarterly review of the team's collective output. Ask, what decisions did we make together that were better because of the mix of perspectives in the room? Where did our different disciplines create blind spots rather than strengths? What would we do differently in the next quarter to get more from each other? This review is not about blame. It is about learning how to collaborate more precisely over time. Effective feedback is part of what makes this review valuable. The team needs to be direct with each other about what is working and what is not. How this changes for dispersed and remote teams. Remote multidisciplinary teams face a specific additional challenge: the informal knowledge exchange that happens between disciplines in a shared space simply does not occur by default. There is no corridor conversation where the designer overhears the engineer talking through a technical constraint, and no accidental lunch where the regulatory specialist explains something that reframes the whole project. You have to engineer those moments deliberately. This means making your weekly knowledge exchange a video call, not a written update. It means creating a channel in whatever communication tool you use that is specifically for cross-disciplinary questions, and modeling the behavior yourself by asking the first few questions publicly. It means being explicit in your meeting structure about when you want each discipline's perspective, rather than defaulting to whoever speaks first. The norms conversation is even more important in remote settings, because you cannot read the room. Be explicit about response time expectations, about when a decision can be made asynchronously and when it needs a synchronous conversation, and about how disagreement is expressed in writing without escalating unnecessarily. For guidance on making those conversations efficient, running productive meetings becomes a foundational skill, not a luxury. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What quietly kills team synergy? These are the patterns I have seen most often, across decades of working with teams that were trying hard and still struggling. A mistake. Assuming shared purpose from a shared project brief. Why it happens. People read the brief through their own disciplinary lens and fill in the gaps with their own assumptions. What to do instead? Run step one explicitly. Do not shortcut it because everyone already knows the project. The mistake. Letting the most vocal discipline drive decisions by default. Why it happens. Multidisciplinary teams are often unequal in organizational power, and quieter disciplines defer rather than contest. What to do instead? In every decision meeting, ask for input by name from each discipline before opening general discussion. The mistake. Treating the norms conversation as a one-time event. Why it happens. Teams set norms in week one and never refer to them again, so they fade the moment pressure arrives. What to do instead? Review your working norms every 2 months. Ask which ones are holding and which are being quietly ignored. The mistake. Measuring synergy by how harmonious the team feels. Why it happens. People confuse the absence of visible conflict with the presence of genuine collaboration. What to do instead? Measure the quality of the collective output. A team that challenges each other productively and builds on each other's thinking is producing synergy, even if the conversations are sometimes sharp. Empathy in team communication helps teams hold that tension without fracturing, and it is worth understanding how it works. Understanding the root causes of workplace tension also helps here. Most of what looks like interpersonal conflict in multidisciplinary teams is disciplinary friction that has not been named. Name it, and the conversation changes. Your multidisciplinary team synergy checklist. Use this at the start of a new project, or as a diagnostic if your team is already underway and struggling before the work begins. Number 1. Have we built a purpose statement specific enough to resolve a real trade-off? Number 2. Has each person mapped their expertise and their dependencies? Number 3. Have we named 5 concrete communication norms and written them down during the work? 4. Are we running a weekly knowledge exchange across disciplines? 5. Are we surfacing friction in real time rather than letting it accumulate? 6. Are our meetings structured to draw out each discipline's perspective, not just the loudest voice? 7. Have we agreed on how decisions get made when disciplines disagree on a recurring basis? 8. Are we reviewing collective output quarterly, not just individual contributions? 9. Are our working norms still holding, or have they faded under pressure? 10. Is each discipline's expertise genuinely influencing the team's decisions, or is one discipline dominating? If you answer no to more than 3 of these, you've found where the work is. Start there, not at the beginning of the list. Where synergy goes from here. Building synergy across disciplines is not a project with a finished line. It is a practice that deepens as the team develops shared language, shared trust, and a track record of producing things together that none of them could have produced alone. The teams I have watched do this well never stopped tending to it. They treated the process as part of the work itself, not as a precondition for getting to the real work. If your team is facing a structural change, a leadership transition, or a reorganization, the principles here do not stop applying. The ground shifts, but the foundation holds. For those specific challenges, sustaining team synergy through transitions is worth reading before the change arrives, not after. Here is the truth of it: multidisciplinary team synergy is not a gift that some teams have and others do not. It is a set of habits, practiced consistently by people who respect each other enough to do the hard work of genuine collaboration. You can build it. Start with the purpose statement. Everything else follows from there. Frequently asked questions. What is multidisciplinary team synergy?
Multidisciplinary team synergy is what happens when professionals from different disciplines combine their knowledge in ways that produce results none of them could reach alone.
It requires clear communication norms, mutual respect, and a shared sense of purpose that runs deeper than any single role or department.
How do you build synergy in a multidisciplinary team? You build multidisciplinary team synergy by establishing shared purpose first, then setting explicit communication norms, mapping each person's expertise, creating structured space for genuine knowledge exchange, and naming conflict early rather than letting it fester.
Each step requires consistent practice, not a single conversation. Why is synergy so hard to build across different disciplines? Different disciplines carry different assumptions about how work should be done, what counts as evidence, and who should make decisions. These invisible differences create friction that feels personal, but is usually structural. Without a shared language and agreed working norms, even skilled professionals talk past each other.
How long does it take to build team synergy?
Meaningful multidisciplinary team synergy rarely appears before 6 to 8 weeks of deliberate practice.
The early investment in shared norms, role clarity, and trust building pays compounding returns over time.
Teams that skip the foundation spend months repairing problems that a few early conversations would have prevented.
What destroys team synergy fastest?
Unaddressed assumptions destroy synergy faster than anything else.
When one discipline assumes another understands its priorities, and no one checks, resentment builds quietly.
The second fastest killer is ignoring early friction, hoping it resolves on its own.
In multidisciplinary teams, unresolved friction almost never resolves without intervention.
How does psychological safety connect to team synergy?
Psychological safety is the ground that team synergy grows from.
Without it, people protect their discipline rather than share it.
They withhold uncertainty, avoid challenge, and default to the loudest voice in the room.
You cannot build genuine collective output from a team where people are afraid to be wrong.
Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way.
115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them.
Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.